Calvin Doyle, Doyle, Kalvin, 9694, chest complaint, cough and bone congestion, next number is headache, next number is I've been wheezing, next number, feeling short of breath. Patient is a 28-year-old gentleman, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. He works as a correctional officer. He's not married. He lives by himself. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink, of course. He's been having trouble with asthma for some time. He's never been on any regular maintenance medication except for Zyrtec off and on, but he hasn't been very good about taking it, period. In paragraph, he has a history of short neck syndrome and a barrel chest, which he was born with, and a lisp, but mentally he's very sharp. He has an associate degree in criminal justice and would like to become a state trooper at one time. Medical problems, asthma, eczema as a child, medication, albuterol, but he's been out. Surgery, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. COVID immunization, up to date, times two. I told him he needs to get another one. Also, he needs to get a flu shot. That's a big must with his asthma. Next patient, next number is family history. Mom died of asthma when she was 42 years old. Dad is alive. No history of colon cancer reported, some hypertension and some strokes in the family. Review of system, positive cough, positive congestion, positive abdominal discomfort, positive gastroesophageal reflux, positive nausea, positive vomiting in the past, positive pedalidium, positive right shoulder pain off and on, positive urination problems, especially with his asthma symptoms, positive swelling in his neck. 187 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 1694, pulse. 135 over 70, heart positive, spoon positive, two lungs, bronchi and Ralph with wheezes, abdomen is soft, neck shows those heavy disc, skin shows the rash, lower extremity shows trace of immunological non-focal. TMs are clear bilaterally. Assessment number one, asthma. Number two, exacerbation of asthma. Number three, serosephanogram now. Number four, decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Z-Pack. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is refill inhaler albuterol. Next number is refill inhaler per nebulizer. Next number for maintenance, we're going to put them on Trelegy. Trelegoy, one puff once a day. Always rinse your mouth. Next number, add singular, 10 milligram once a day. Next number is stay off work till Tuesday. Next number is come back and see me in 2 weeks regarding assessment of the medication. Next number, history of abdominal pain with gastroesophageal reflux, especially with asthma symptoms. He had a sonogram done to make sure there's no evidence of gallstones or gallbladder dysfunction. None was found. Next number is renal and spleen ultrasounds are within normal limits. Next number, prostate slightly enlarged. He says he pees a lot, in quotation, when he's had an asthma attack. Doesn't appear to be related to his BPH. Next number is vertigo, related to otitis media, related to his current infection. Nevertheless, the carotid ultrasound was within normal limits. Next number, BPH. Next number is BPH symptoms, multifactorial. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck. And swelling in the neck caused us to look at his carotid, look at his thyroid. They're all within normal limits. His lymphadenopathy related to his infection. Next number, he does have a barrel chest, as I mentioned, but his right ventricle is within normal limits. What? His left ventricle is within normal limits, and he has a normal echocardiogram. Next number, he has no symptoms of sleep apnea. Next number, his pedal edema was worked up via Doppler study, which was within normal limits. Next number, right shoulder pain that he has most likely related to work. He appears to be musculoskeletal and not vascular in nature. Thank you.